what it says. I don't know if you've ever heard of J-Baz, but I'll share something with you with this. All right, you got it? Does everybody have it? Amen. It says J-Baz was more honorable than his brothers. Pay attention to that. And his mother named him J-Baz, saying, because I bore him with pain. Verse 10. Now, J-Baz called on the God of Israel, saying, oh, that you would what? Bless me indeed. Here we go. And what? Enlarge my borders. And that your hand, oh, hallelujah, that your hand might be with me. And that you would what? Keep me from harm, that it may not pain me. And watch it. And God granted him what he requested. Turn to your neighbor and say, neighbor, because of prayer. I want to talk about the seven keys to divine expansion. A year of increase. Tell your neighbor, divine expansion. I'm going to give you these seven keys. Let's pray. Father, we thank you so much for your grace. Thank you for your mercy. I ask for the forgiveness of my sins. Clear my mind and heart. And God, I pray that your people realize that what they're about to partake of is your word. I pray that they realize that every word that comes out of my mouth comes from your word. And may they apply it to their lives. In Jesus' name, amen. Thank God. You may be seated in the presence of God. Amen. Thank you, ushers. Amen, amen, amen. Seven keys to divine expansion. Seven keys to divine expansion. As we come to the close of this year, I know that we've all had some ups and we've had some downs and we've had some good days and we've had some bad days and we've had some in-between days, right? All that has happened to you this year was just a preparation for the following year. I don't know what you anticipate or what you're expecting, but I want you to know that everything that you've been through was not a waste of time. It may seem like you've lost opportunities. You've lost relationships. It may have seemed that way, but I want you to know as you enter into this year, I want you to start believing again. Trusting. And watch this. And seeing with your eyes that whatever missed opportunities that you've had this year, it will be a different year for you in 2024. Here's the thing. There's a story of an old oak tree and a young tree. I'd like to share this parable about growth and potential. In a small village, there was a towering oak tree. And there was a tiny tree growing at its base. The young tree, aspiring to be grand like the oak tree, asked a wise gardener, he says, how can I grow and become like this oak tree? The gardener smiled and said, little one, to grow strong, you must not only reach towards the sky, but also you have to send your roots deep into the earth. You need sunlight for nutrients from the soil, but most importantly, you need time. It takes time. Growth is not instant. It's a process that happens day by day. by day, year by year. As the seasons changed, the sapling remembered, the young tree sapling remembered the gardener's words. It basked in the sunlight. It drank in the rain. It spread its roots deep into the nourishing earth. It faced storms, dry spells. Come on, help me somebody. But with every passing year, it grew taller, stronger, and more robust. The villagers began to take notice of this little tree now that was growing. Its size, it was growing in size, it was growing in beauty. Its branches were reaching out, providing shelter and shade for those who passed by. You know, as we embark on this year of increase, I want us to be like that young tree. Let us understand this, that growth and increase are not instantaneous. I don't want you chasing waterfalls. I don't want you chasing things that are not real. I want you to know it requires patience. Come on, help me somebody. It requires resilience. It requires balance. It requires spiritual growth, emotional growth, as well as physical growth. So when I say a year of increase, I'm talking about you doing what you have to do and letting God do what he has to do. This year, let's commit to reaching higher in faith while growing and developing a deeper love for God's word and understanding of his word, taking on these spiritual challenges and facing opportunities and becoming stronger in the midst of what you're going through. I encourage you today, it's time to thrive. It's time for us to grow. It's time for us to develop. It's time for your life to start blossoming. You have all that it takes, but what you and I have to do, we have to understand that we have to follow a process. And so today we come to our passage of scripture. It's an interesting passage of scripture in 1 Chronicles chapter 4. We find here that we are looking at David's genealogy. We're looking at David's genealogy. Now I want to share this with you. You can't know where you're going if you don't know where you came from. Come on, help me somebody. Tell your neighbor, you don't know my story, see? You really don't understand how far God has brought. You don't know what kind of lineage I have. Come on and help me somebody. And for a long time, what I found out is that we've been holding ourselves back because for some reason we've forgotten how far we've come. Do I have anybody? And so listen, don't you ever be ashamed of being a Christian. Don't you ever be ashamed of saying, I know the Lord. Yeah, I praise God. Come on and help me somebody. And so we find in this passage that the children of Israel had came back from exile. And what they're doing now is the writer is chronicling it. He's writing it out. He's telling them, this is the genealogy of David, the line of Judah. Judah, by reading this section of genealogy, many returned from exile. They could trace their roots back to the blessed line. Come on, help me somebody. Here's the thing. Here's what I want you to know. As a Christian, you're part of that blessed line. Listen, as a Christian, you are Abraham's seed. Come on and help me. Listen, it's time for you and I to realize that we're no longer of this world. We may be in this world, but we're not of this world. Got to know who you are in 2024. You got to know that who you're linked up to. And as they return from exile, amen. As they went through this section, the tribe of Judah here, they would notice how many of them were great people. Come on, tell me some. Watch this. We need great examples. And out of this line, we have Jesus. Come on, help me. Out of this line of Judah, we have what? Jesus. See, they didn't have Jesus then, but we got Jesus now. And so we find in this lineage, if you look at it, verse 4, it comes down to this. It says here, it says Jabez. Bruce Wilkerson wrote a book many years ago called The Prayer of Jabez. Very popular. A lot of people started praying it. A lot of people started seeing expansion. A lot of people started seeing growth. You know what I found out? If you focus in on one scripture, and this will be our scripture right here for growth, and you say, you pray this scripture, you say, God, I want to see this happen in my life. The text says that Jabez was more what? Honorable than his what? Than his brothers. So there's a problem here. It doesn't tell us who his brothers were, but we know something about his brothers. They didn't have no honor. Come on, somebody. You've been around some people like that, right? Come on, they don't have a word. Come on, and it doesn't mean that you got to follow in their footsteps. It says here that Jabez was more honorable than his brothers, and his mother named him Jabez because I bore him in pain. See, he had every excuse to give up on life. He had every excuse. Come on. You listen, his name means pain. Imagine walking around and everybody call your name reminds you that you are pain. See, God can take stuff that looks tore up and make something out of it. Look what he done for you. Come on, help me somebody. Look how far he's brought you. Come on, some of you were tore up from the floor, but look at you now. You're looking good. You're shiny. Come on, somebody. You look real prosperous. Come on and help me somebody. And so the text says he was more what? Honorable. So here's the first key. First key is this. Last year's, I'm speaking like we're ready there. Last year's pain will be this year's purpose. Every painful situation you've been through, every circumstance that left you bruised, battered, and broken has purpose. So last year's pain will be what? This year's purpose. This is why you don't want to dismiss the pain, but you want to look at it and say, God, what's the purpose? Now, you can use, listen, living, watch this. They were living for a period of time in exile, and he could have gotten with his brothers and live a dishonorable life. Come on, help me, somebody. Listen, some of us are looking for an excuse not to do right. But this year, watch this. Don't look at last year's pain. Don't look at last year's trials or circumstance or anything that's affected your life. Look for the purpose in 2024. God, why did I go through that? God, why did I come to that point and it didn't work for me? Where was the purpose of pain? You know what pain brings? Birth. A woman has to go through, come on somebody, birth pain. Sometimes that pain that you're dealing with is part of what God is trying to birth in you. And that's the reason why I said that your painful situations from last year will be your purpose this year. The text says he was honorable. Your godly life will pay off this year. Listen to me real good. It says he was more what? Honorable. Don't just commit for a moment. Commit for 12 months. Commit to daily devotions. Commit to a daily commitment of serving God and seeking God. Listen, it says that he was what? Honorable. This year, you will rise above your pain. I thought y'all be shouting right about that. Y'all ain't shouting about that. Let me see if I say it. Last year's pain will be this year's purpose. I'm going to say it one more time. Anybody been through some pain this year? How many went through some painful situations this year? Oh, it's just me, right? Come on, somebody. I'm asking you to look for the purpose because God is getting ready to birth that thing in you. Are you with me? Now look at verse 10 now says what? Now it says, now Jabez, now watch what Jabez did. Jabez, who was living an honorable life, the second key is this. He called on the God of Israel. The second key is last year's prayers will be this year's pathway to progress. In other words, God is about to answer your prayers. Every prayer that you felt like he didn't answer, get ready. It says he called on the God of Israel. Make sure we're calling on the right God. That's where the problem is. You can't pray if you don't know Jesus. Can't get prayer answered if sin is in your life. So just exercise 1 John 1 and 9. God, forgive me of my sins. And then you asked last year's prayers. Oh, I travailed in prayer. I had questions for God. I said, God, how come you're not hearing my prayer? Anybody been there? You're just praying and you're praying and you're asking and you're asking. I'm asking you and I'm telling you today and I'm declaring today that last year's prayers will be the pathway to your progress. Listen, what do you name your pain? You know what Jabez learned? By living in pain, by being stereotyped as pain, he learned about the power of prayer. If I could share anything with you this year, never underestimate the power. The text says he called on the name of the Lord, the God of Israel. Every prayer. That's why you got to get the God file. And you write out your prayers and you say, God, this is what I'm asking for. This is what I'm seeking you for, God. And then keep a record of what you asked for. And watch. See, a lot of times we don't do that. A lot of times we do it. Listen, this year, make it your mission to keep praying for progress. Keep praying that his power would be manifested in your life like never before. Why? Because it's a year of increase. Second thing it says, third thing it says here, it says, look what it, now let's dive into his prayer. I got 22 minutes. Watch this. It says, oh, don't be afraid to ask. All right, now look, don't be afraid to ask. But before you ask for blessings, ask for wisdom. The Bible says in the book of James that if anyone lacks wisdom, let him ask of God, and he will give him without reproach, right? Watch this. You need blessings, but you really need wisdom. Because when the blessings come, when the expansion comes, come on somebody, when increase comes, you and I need what? Wisdom to handle it. You could lose your head with new stuff. New stuff make you act brand new. New stuff make you start feeling yourself, start thinking, oh yeah, I'm untouchable. But don't let that new stuff, that's why you got to keep some of that old stuff around so that way you can remind yourself of where God has brought you from. Do I have a witness? So here's the thing you need to know. Third key to this, last year's problems will be this year's prosperity. It is because of your problems that you say, oh God, bless me indeed. Why? Because God, you see me how I went through my problems. You saw me how I handled my pain. So here I am now. See, Jabez had problems on top of pain. But watch this. But guess what? He stood the test of time, and he asked God for the right stuff at the right time. Oh, he knew that problems would come. He knew that he would have some dry seasons. He knew that stuff would go wrong, but he says, oh, that you would what? Bless me what? Indeed. So I say to you this year, every problem that you faced last year will be a blessing beyond what you can imagine. Oh, in other words, I'm going to get double for my trouble. Come on and help me, somebody. In the kingdom, that's how it works. See, we run from problems. Don't run from your problems. Run into them. Come on and help me, somebody. Face it head on. Don't ignore the bill collectors. Answer the phone. So hold on, Pastor. Now you done went too far now. Answer the phone. Face it. And watch this. And what you'll find out, God will give you favor and prosper you because you're willing to deal with the facts. Listen, a lot of us want blessings, but we can't handle what we have. And you want to know why it's not working? Why you're stuck? Oh, that you would bless me indeed. But God, when you bless me, help me. Help me, Lord. Don't just bless me. Help me. Because I walk around with this pain. I walk around with these problems. And I think I'm stuck. But oh, would you bless me indeed. Look what he asked for next. He says, enlarge my borders. That word borders in Hebrew means territory. How many want expansion? Watch this. He's ready with his pain, with his prayer, and his problem. It prepared him for this season of increase. Let me see if I can put it this way. It's not how good you were. It's how you made it through all that mess you've been through this year. And God says, you are now going to get what? Increase. So what's the fourth key? Last year's plan will be this year's promotion. All those plans you had, all those plans, because your prayer, your predicaments that left you hemmed up in isolation, restriction, and confusion, this year God says, I'm going to give you increase. As a matter of fact, you're going beyond your borders. You're going beyond your limitations. You're going beyond your restrictions. Watch this. Are you ready for promotion? Are you ready for expansion? Do I have anybody here who are ready to go there? I'm talking about you getting ready to go. Your borders are being extended. God is taking you to places you've never been before. And you're saying, Pastor, I'm ready for increase. I'm ready for expansion. But remember what the title of the sermon is. Because of prayer. You didn't get here by yourself. Somebody was praying for you when you were ready to give up. Come on and help me, somebody. Someone was calling your name before the Lord Jesus Christ. The Bible says the prayer of the righteous avail it much. Hallelujah. Your boundaries. God is getting ready to take those limitations off your life. Those restrictions that you put on there. He said, listen. Here's your first assignment. Write out all your limitations. All the restrictions that you put in your life where you say, I can't do that right now because, and I need you to take all that because out the way. And I want you to say this, I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. Enlarge my territory. Enlarge my borders. Enlarge my territory. Enlarge my borders. God, I'm going beyond what I can think, what I can believe. Can I help you with something? Can you dream again? Can you start dreaming again? And with those dreams, they will come to pass because the God we serve can move the limitations out the way, can move the restrictions out your life. I've been sitting on this for a minute. What key was that? What key was that? That was key number what? Let's go to key number five. Look what he says next. See, it's all here in the word now. And look what he says, though. He says, and that's your hand. So don't bless me and leave me, Lord. No. Look what he's at. Listen, man, can I ask you something? Do y'all believe this? All right, good. Now let me ask this other question. I want to see it happen for you. I'm going to say it one more time. I want to see it. And I ain't just talking about money. I'm talking about you as a person. You're happy. You're not walking around with your head hung low. You're not letting predicaments and problems stop you, limit you. Because what's in you, God already knows. So give me that next key right quick. Last year's poor choices will be this year's pivots. Last year's poor choices will be this year's pivots. In other words, what I'm trying to say, it implies that the mistakes of the past will lead to significant changes and new directions in this year. He says, God, don't bless me and leave me. He knows that without God's hands, listen, don't act brand new, y'all. Seriously. God's going to bless you, but don't get brand new with it. God, thank you for it. I was talking to the Lord this morning. I said, God, I'm so grateful to you. I said, what can I really give you? What can I really, really offer you? I've given you my whole life. But I want to give you more. I know I can give you more. That's the life I want. Because when increase comes, and it's here already, pay attention. I need your guiding hands. Come on, somebody. Lord, I need your hands on me, Lord. This year, Lord, I'm asking you. You need to ask the Lord, Lord, keep your hands on me. Lord, protect me. Lord, push me forward. Get me out of my comfort zone so that I can get the increase that you already have for me. I need your hands on me always. And when your hands is on me, can nobody touch you? Can nobody destroy what God has for you? Are you with me? But listen, this pivoting is important. Some of us need that push, those poor choices. You thought, oh, man, I messed up. No, God said, no, I'm going to take them poor choices. Hey, you remember? You ready for this? Romans 8:28. And God causes all things to work together for the good of those who love him and are called according to his purpose. So every bad mistake you made, he will pivot you forward so that you can get to your what? Purpose. What's the next key? Hold on. Text says what? He says, now watch what he says in the text. He says that you would keep me, that your hands would be on me, and that you would keep me from what? Harm, that it may not pain me. I'm like, wait a minute, hold on a minute, hold on a minute, hold on a minute now, hold on. Your name is pain. Write this down. Self-affliction. Low self-esteem. Always thinking low of yourself. You got the imposter syndrome. You think everybody think you're a fraud and they'll find you out, but that's a lie. You have what you have. God has put it in you, and he's going to pull it out of you. But you got to be pivoted. You with me? He said, keep your hands on me, And that you would keep me from what? You know what Jabez understands about increase? It could change you. And you can get involved in destructive behavior. Y'all follow me? I'm talking, this is wisdom talking now. It could harm you. But he says that it may not pain me. So let me show you this next point. Last year's predicaments will be this year's protection because you're not going to repeat it. Keep your hands on me, Lord. See, last year you were just wilding out. I'm talking future tense. Yeah, all that. Yeah. But those predicaments, God says, this year I'm going to protect you. I'm going to protect you from fake people, fake friends, family, folk that try to hold you back. You know what I found out? Here's what I found out. When people start seeing you doing good, they're not happy for you. I'm going to tell you something. Keep your circle small. They're not happy for you. Listen. Keep your hands on me. These predicaments I'm in. Watch this. And I'm finna sit down. We're finna go. Y'all go cook your chitlins and do what you gotta do. He says, and what? What does it say at the end? And what? Who? Listen, my coaching group, it's not about prosperity. It's about God. And if you take the principles that I will present to you and you say, okay, God, do it for me. It says, and who? Can I ask you a question? Who could do it for you? Who could do it better for you? Nobody, right? Who can really elevate your life in 2024? Huh? Who? God. Come on, don't get too spiritual on me. Who? I'm going to say it one more time. The text says, and who? And God. I'm going to say it one more time. And who? God. And who? God. And who? God. G-O-E. God over everything. And if God is over everything in your life, tell your neighbor expansion. What's that last point, though? Last key. Last year's what? Will what? Tell your neighbor, payoff is coming. Tell your neighbor, payoff is coming. It's going to pay off. What y'all think I've been doing for a whole week? You give me a whole week with no distractions to prepare a message, and here we go. Look what he said. He says what? Last year's preparation. Pay off when? This year. Now here's what you got to do. You got to do like Habakkuk. Get you a sheet of paper. Okay? So what you do, get a sheet of paper, blank paper. Or you can get the God file. Let me put a plug in for the God file. Okay? You take the God file. Right here. Get this before you go. And I want you to write it out. Everything. I want you to measure, monitor, and mature. But when you have a record of it, you could take it back to God and say, God, now look, Pastor said this is the year of increase. And not only did he say that, but here's what he did say. He said that my pain will have purpose. He said my prayers will be the pathway to my progress. He said that my problems will be, hallelujah, this year's prosperity. He says my plans will be this year's promotion. He says, my poor choices, I'm not too proud of those, will be what? This year's pivots. He says, last year's predicaments will be this year's protection. And he says, last year's what? Preparation will pay off this year. And I'm standing on that. Put it in the God file. And then ask the Lord to bring it to pass. You know, normally when we go to the grocery store, those vegetables that we purchase at the grocery store, of course, the grocery store bought those vegetables from someone who farmed and harvested them. The farmer had those vegetables to sell because he planted the seed in the ground. The land in which the seed was planted was also supported both by the rain and the sunshine. The rain and the sunshine are dependent on heaven. The rain from heaven must come down upon the land which the seed had been planted on, so that the fruits and vegetables could sprout, so the farmer can deliver it to the grocery store, so that we can pick it up when we go shopping, so that we can have a nice meal. If a person gets stuck appreciating the grocery store, they're missing the source. The grocery store is simply a mechanism of delivery. Lord have mercy. Now, if God stops sunshine, if he stopped the rain, if he stopped reproducing the seed, or does not allow the land to be fruitful, oh, how is your ground today? How is your ground in 2023? See, don't miss that this year's blessings are not just for us to keep, but understand that God is the one that you need to water, to send sunshine, to make you fruitful, and then for you to reproduce and then reciprocate so that you can reproduce again. What I'm trying to tell you, that 2024 is going to be a year of divine increase, divine expansion. Do I have anybody that want to come on this journey with me? Do I have anybody who want to grow with me? Do I have anybody who want to see it happen? I believe with everything in my bones, with every fiber in myself, that Jesus is going to do it for us this year. Do I have anybody who want increase? How many of you want increase? If you want increase, stand to your feet. Tell the Lord, thank you. Tell him, thank you. I want increase. Increase my faith. Increase my love. Increase my heart. Increase my borders. Bless me indeed. Enlarge my territory, because it comes from you. And while you're blessing me, Lord, keep your hands on me. Hallelujah. 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 Glory. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. You're going to have everything you need, because you got everything you've ever needed. You know, I'm not this kind of guy. Every now and then I do stuff a little unorthodox to church life. But I just feel the Holy Spirit telling me this. Some of you here, time. Come on now. And what I'm saying is time. Here's what I'm saying to you. You got to step out the boat. You've been out there toiling all night long, and you caught nothing. If you ever want to see God work, you got to do it by faith. You know one thing about people I've learned? My wife say this all the time. A pair of lips will tell you anything. Your actions is what tells me and everybody else in your life, I want this. This is not an emotional charge. But this is what I'm saying to you now. Now's your time. If you're ready to take that faith leap for 2024, why don't you come? I want to pray for you. And in taking that leap, you're not turning back. But at some point, you got to commit. Some of you will open businesses this year. Some of you will start new ventures. Some of you will start doing things on another level because you're believing God's hands is on you. Not even what just what I said, because his hands is on you. But you're going to have to be held accountable. I don't want this to be like the gym membership. We ain't doing that. Now I'm taking note of who's coming up here. And I'm going to be praying for you. But I'm praying that God sees you right now. You can live like no one else. I don't want to keep coming to church saying the same thing every week. People who are stuck. Is that faith is not just stepping out on nothing.